Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago's technology workforce is growing, but still drags behind other cities. Employment in the tech sector grew 1.4% from 2021 to 2022, according to the Computing Technology Industry Association's 2023 State of the Tech Workforce Report. The report says technology employment makes up 5.2% of the region's workforce and generates an economic output of $51.2 billion. Most of the tech jobs in Chicago are in web, software, and programming. There are about 56,000 jobs. Other positions include network engineers, architects, support, repair, and cybersecurity. The estimated median wage is $92,000. Chicago ranks ninth in the country for size of its tech workforce. Speaking of tech, the Consumer Technology Association is out with its latest innovation scorecard, and Illinois received at least one failing grade. The state was given an F in the area of tort reform. The group says Illinois has one of the most oppressive legal environments in the country. The state earned a B for attracting investment. The scorecard, which also covered policies on emerging technology and tech education, ranked Illinois 43rd out of 50. On the bright side, the scorecard says the state enjoys a robust tech job market and strong LGBTQ protections. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.